继续锁定 Radio 7744聪明柳私房拷贝，又到了我们今天影学英语的时间了。 Jessie， 今天呢我们要和 Bobby 来分享一部充满了温情的影片《希望温泉》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome to Home Radio. In today's program, we're going to talk about a romantic comedy drama film, Hope Springs. The film is directed by David Franco and is starring Meryl Streep, Tommy Lee Jones, and Steve Carell.
这部电影呢是探讨了中老年的婚姻生活，梅丽尔·斯特里普扮演的 K 和汤米·李·琼斯扮演的 Arnold 是一对已经结婚了31年的夫妻。
K works as a Coldwater Creek employee and Arnold is a partner in an Omaha accounting firm。
如今的婚姻里啊已经全然没有了热情，只剩下了年复一年日复一日重复着的生活习惯。
Although a devoted couple, empty nesters,Kay and Arnold are in need of help to ignite the spark back into their marriage. For years, they have slept in separate rooms, foregoing any physical affection.
显然呢，对于这种生活现状 ，Kay 是很不满意的。他希望婚姻里呢能有些变化。沉闷婚姻的 K 这天到书店里呢找了一本关于婚姻的书籍，作者正是 Steve Carell 扮演的 Bernie Feld 医生。在仔细研读了 Bernie Feld 的大作之后呢， K 又上网找了不少他的资料。 Feld 医生在一段视频录像中说的呢似乎是正中 K 的下怀，他要及时挽救自己的婚姻。
I can't tell you how many questions I get on what constitutes the perfect marriageI see couples who think their marriages are over, who feel like it's impossible to regain what they once had. Well, it's not. It's not impossible. And it's not too late for anyone who truly wants it and is willing to try.
在 Feld 医生的鼓励下 ,K 决定要采取行动了。
K tells Arnold she has paid for them to undergo a week of intense marriage counseling with Dr. Bernie Feld in a coastal resort town in Maine.
Okay. What do we got?
I want to go.
Dr. Bernard Feld, Center for Intensive Couples Counseling. You want to go to Intensive Couples Counseling?
In Maine.
Maine.
Only half the day. Rest of the day you can read or look around the town or...
$4,000 for a week?
Well, it's intensive.
Have to be gold-plated.
Well, I paid for it.
How?
I used my CD.
How'd you get access to your CD?
I called Vince.
Oh, called my office without talking to me.
I made a reservation for us.
We'll cancel it.
I want to go.
Have you been to see Dr. Lester? Maybe this has something to do with that hormonal thing.
I am not crazy. Arnold?
Well, then I don't know what to say to you in all our years together. Never.
Have you heard me ask for anything?
Excuse me, did we not just get a new refrigerator because you wanted more?
That's not what I mean.
You're a grown woman. You can go anywhere you want to go. But I'm not going. So, if you want to go to intensive couples counseling all by yourself, I'll see you when you get back.
Maybe I will.
All right.
Kay 建议她的老公 Arnold 和她一起去接受 intensive couples counseling. 这用中文说呢，就是强化的夫妻咨询。Intensive, 我们知道在医院里呢，有时候会看到一个部门叫 ICU, 就是 intensive care unit, 就是重症监护病房。这里 intensive 就是指强化的和加强的。我们现在看到有很多英语的培训班呢，也提出一个口号，比如一星期教会你说外语。They teach you English in an intensive course lasting just a week. 他们用一周的时间进行强化的英语培训。It's quite an intensive few days. 那一周的时间啊，可真够紧张。Intensive 的意思呢，就是强化的、加强的。
显然对于 K 突然的这个建议呢， Arnold 是非常不能理解，他觉得花那么多钱跑到那么大老远去做一个什么夫妻关系的辅导和咨询啊，简直是不可思议，所以当然了他也不打算去。
咱可以说呢，我花的可不是你的钱， I used my CD。 那 CD 在这里的意思呢，不是唱片，是 Certificate of Deposit， 就是存款的凭证。那这个银行术语实际指的是我们常说的定期存款。在这里呢，我们可以看出 K 啊，真的是为了这件事儿，把自己的定期储蓄都拿来花了，所以对他来说，这一趟旅行真的是非常重要的。
但是 K 的这种做法呢，让 Arnold 就更不能理解了，他觉得 K 呢太意气用事了。
Arnold 听闻 K 的这个建议，不仅要求他马上取消预约，甚至还提出了自己的看法。他说 ：“Have you been to see Dr. Lesser？ 你最近去看过 Lesser 医生吗 ？Maybe this has something to do with that hormonal thing。”可能你现在的这个情绪不稳定啊，或者你现在的表现是和你的激素水平有关的。但实际这个 Arnold 呢，就是告诉 K 他可能是在更年期，所以才会想到要去做这样的蠢事儿哈。Hormone 就是激素， hormonal 的意思就是受激素影响的或者跟激素有关的，我们可以说 hormonal balance， 激素平衡。还有我们经常说的中文内分泌系统，可以说 hormonal system。有的时候在欧美的影视作品里，我们也看到说这个青少年的时候，有时候也用这个形容词 hormonal teenager， 就是指在激素影响下这个行为非常乖张让人不可思议的青少年 hormonal teenager。
想必呢 K 提出这个建议之前呢，他就想到 Arnold 会是一个什么样的反应，所以呢他倒是心态很平和。他告诉 Arnold 呢，说我可没疯，说这么多年来我可都没要求过你要做什么事儿，现在这么一个小小的要求你都不能够满足吗？
但是 Arnold 是怎么回答的呢？他说 Well, you're a grown woman. You can go anywhere you want to go, but I'm not going. 那么你已经是个成年人了，你可以去任何自己想去的地方，但是我可不陪着你去。 So if you want to go to intensive couple counseling all by yourself, I'll see you when you get back. 如果你真想一意孤行的去参加所谓的强化的夫妻咨询的话，那你就自己去吧，等你回来的时候我们再见。
OK,what do we got?
I want to go.
Dr. Bernard Fell, Center for Intensive Couples Counseling. You want to go to Intensive Couples Counseling?
In Maine.
Maine.
Only half the day. Rest of the day you can read or look around the town. Or
$4,000 for a week?
Well, it's intensive.
Have to be gold-plated.
Well, I paid for it.
How?
I used my CD.
How'd you get access to your CD?
I called Vince.
No, call my office without talking to me.
I made a reservation for us.
We'll cancel it.
I want to go.
Have you been to see Dr. Lesser? Maybe this has something to do with that hormonal thing.
I am not crazy, Arnold.
Well, then I don't know what to say to you in all our years together. Never.
Have you heard me ask for anything?
Excuse me, did we not just get a new refrigerator because you wanted more?
That's not what I mean.
Well, you're a grown woman. You can go anywhere you want to go. But I'm not going. So, if you want to go to intensive couples counseling all by yourself, I'll see you when you get back.
Maybe I will.
All right.
显然呢 ，K 的建议啊完全不被采纳。Arnold 对什么婚姻咨询丝毫不感兴趣。
Arnold, a creature plotting an imaginative routine, denies their marriage is in trouble.
听从了同事的建议呢 ，Arnold 这天回家的时候啊，还特意的买了鲜花和耳环做礼物。但是 K 并不为所动，他已经为两个人定下了去 Maine 的行程。
This is your boarding pass.
Oh, come on.
Flight leaves at 10:02 in the morning.
What is wrong with you? What are you trying to do to us?
I want a real marriage again, Arnold.
A real marriage. This isn't real after 31 years. This isn't real.
When's the last time that you touched me? That wasn't just for a picture. When's the last time you kissed me?
I kiss you every day. We're not 22 years old anymore, and things change. I could be more, you know, I could... this is insane.
The flight leaves at 10:02 tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.Your supper's on the table.
But you're not even going to... Aren't... K!
看来呢 K 也是挺执着的，他花了自己的积蓄为两个人呢安排了这趟行程，但是他也没有强迫 Arnold 非要和他去。但是一个人默默吃完晚饭的 Arnold 呢却也感受到了巨大的压力。第二天早上一切如常，但是看到妻子已经乘坐出租车赶往机场的时候啊， Arnold 还是有点坐不住了。虽然带着一肚子怨气，但是最终 Arnold 还是妥协了。
His family gets on the plane for a week of intensive marriage therapy.
Another day, you're doing fine. Everything's okay. Got all your ducks in line.
不管多不情愿，但是既然花了钱嘛， Arnold 也不愿意浪费。第二天早上他和 K 还是如约的去见了 Phil 的医生，但是 Phil 的一眼就看出来了，这 Arnold 并不认为他们的婚姻有什么问题。
K and Arnold, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
So Arnold, I take it intensive therapy was not your idea?
Nope.
You wanted to come?
Yes.
All right, and Arnold, you?
I thought she was nuts.We're not in the same tax bracket as your other, patients.
Well, I think you'd be surprised.
Well, even if we were, all due respect, I really don't see the point here.
So you think there's nothing wrong with your marriage?
Well, we've been married 31 years. So, yeah. It's not perfect.
But in your opinion, it works well enough. But you wanted to come. You persuaded Arnold?
No, I paid for it. With my own money from savings.
All right, so this is really important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why.
Arnold 也是很坦诚，他也说自己其实不愿意来，而且他还说 I thought she was nuts. 我认为他简直发疯了。We're not in the same tax bracket as your other patients. 我觉得我们和你其他的病人简直不在一个纳税的档次上。直翻是这意思啊， tax bracket.是纳税的档次和范围，这个是根据每个人的收入来定的。所以 Arnold 的实际意思是说，我们可不是你其他病人那么有钱的人，所以做这件事情其实超出我们的支付能力的哈。对 Arnold 来说太奢侈了。不仅如此， Arnold 还说 Even if we were, all due respect, I really don't see the point here. 即使我们跟那您其他的病人一样有钱的话，我也觉得这么做啊，一点必要都没有。
Arnold 不想来呢，一方面啊是因为这花了太多钱，再有呢就是他认为自己的婚姻根本就没有什么大不了的问题。但是 K 啊可是下定决心要改善自己的婚姻，所以在 Fred 医生面前啊，他倒是很坦诚的说出了自己目前对婚姻的种种不满和期许。
I want to have a marriage again.
Again? If we don't have a marriage, I don't know who does.
Arnold, let's let K talk and you can respond after.
Yeah, okay, fine. Again.
Arnold used to touch me.
Oh, God.
Not just, you know, but he had touched my arm or my shoulder just to, you know, I don't know, because he wanted to.
And now he doesn't. And that bothers you. Do you touch him?
Not really.He doesn't like it.
Is she right, Arnold? Do you like it when she touches you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't think about it.
All right. What else, Kay?
Well, it feels like we live in the house together, like two workers who bunk in the same room. Yeah, so we don't...we're not in the same room, but it just feels like there's nothing holding us together except the house.
Nothing holding us together like 31 years of...
Of what, Arnold?
Marriage.
What does that word mean to you?
It means we have a marriage license and I pay all the bills, not to mention our two grown... You really have lost your mind.
Let's try to keep the conversation descriptive and positive. Okay?Please continue.
We don't talk about anything.
What is there I don't know about you? About Eileen and the skirt she bought, or if she took back the little necklace with the tiki gods. Jesus
No, I just mean I don't tell Arnold how I feel about anything. And I don't know how he feels about anything either.
I can tell you how I feel about this. I hate it.
All right. This is good.
Good, yeah, good for you. The more we tear each other apart, the more money we have to pay you to put it back together. Jesus. God. You people are worse than lawyers.
I understand how you feel.
Yeah?
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage. So that is going to be the goal of our very focused sessions together, to find ways to communicate your needs to one another, to cultivate intimacy, and to develop the tools to sustain that intimacy going forward. The first step in rebuilding a marriage is tearing away some of the scar tissue that has built up over the years. It can be very painful, but it's worth it. I like to think of it, the metaphor of when you have a deviated septum and you can't breathe, you have to break the nose in order to fix it.
Kay 是这么抱怨他们的婚姻状态的，他说 ，Well, it feels like they live in the house together, like two workers who bunk in the same room. 他说这种感觉就像我们两个人住在一栋房子里，就像两个挤在一起的工人一样。他用了一个词 bunk, B-U-N-K, bunk 做名词的时候是指我们在船上或者火车上所看见的那种固定在墙壁上的床，比如说卧铺。那在这里用作动词呢，就是指挤住在狭窄的空间里，比如我们上大学时经常有外地来的同学住在我们的宿舍里挤在一起，我们可以说 they bunk together in the dormitory。 那这里 K 用了一个 bunk 挤住在一起，也说明了两个人虽然在一起可能离得很近，但实际也有无奈的成分。他接着说 we're not in the same room， 更何况我们还不是住在一个房间里。 but it just feels like there's nothing holding us together except the house，感觉除了这所房子以外，其实我们两个之间没有任何联系。
听得出来呢 ，K 对他们现在的婚姻啊是很不满意的，这让 Arnold 也不能理解。他说：“我们俩都在一起维持了31年的婚姻，这还不足以证明什么吗？”那这个 Phil 的医生就问 Arnold 说：“那婚姻对于你来说意味着什么呢
？”Arnold 回答的倒非常快哈、啊，他说 ：“Means we have a marriage license and I pay all the bills。”婚姻对我来说就意味着我们领到了结婚证，而且我要支付所有的账单。阿诺的回答这个话的反应速度也说明其实他也是对婚姻有很多不满的地方，要承担这么多责任。
说起这个话题呢，阿诺的也是越来越激动，他开始指责 K 说你是不是丧失理智了呀。
看见两个人的对话火药味越来越浓，这个 Phil 的医生呢赶紧就打岔说 Let's try to keep the conversation descriptive and positive， 让我们尽量把谈话保持在描述性的语言和积极的对话上。什么叫 descriptive， 什么叫描述性语言的对话呢？从电影里我们也能学到一些婚姻咨询的技巧哈，比如说 non-descriptive 非描述性的语言通常就是 judgmental， 就是有批判的。比如说如果你的另外一半做了一些让你感觉到非常不爽的事情，你可能会脱口而出 you are an asshole， 你是个混蛋，或者 you are selfish， 你太自私了，那这就已经下结论了。那按照 Phil 的医生的描述性语言应该怎么说呢？比如说 I feel angry when you say that， 当你那么说的时候呢，我觉得很愤怒。或者说 It really hurts when you do that， 当你那么做的时候呢，我觉得很受伤害。这就叫描述性的语言。那我不知道大家有没有听出这两种表达方式的区别，当我们用一些非描述语言的时候呢，对方更容易防御，甚至变成互相的指责，而我们用 descriptive 这样的描述性语言的时候呢，我们更容易接受彼此的观点和感受。
那看得出来 K 是有准备而来的，他对自己婚姻中的问题呢已经总结出来了好几条。那除了刚才提到的， K 还说啊，他们婚姻当中最大的问题就是在于两人缺乏沟通和交流。他说我们俩从来都不说话。
K 呢就使用了描述性的语言来说明他们俩现在的沟通状态。他说 I don't tell Arnold how I feel about anything， 我不会告诉 Arnold 我对任何事情的感受。And I don't know how he feels about anything either. 我同样也不知道他的感受是什么。
那看得出来呢，这个 Phil 的医生啊也是很有经验的。经过这么一段谈话以及两个人的反应呢， Phil 的医生已经总结出来到底 K 和 Arnold 他们的婚姻存在着什么样的问题，他们要朝什么样的方向努力才能够改善这个婚姻。
经过这一轮的谈话呢， Phil 的医生总结到 You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.你们来到这里呢，是希望一起努力来在你们的婚姻中恢复之前的亲密感。Intimacy 是亲密的、 亲近的。So that's going to be the goal of our very focused session together. 这将是接下来我们几次专门治疗的主题。To find ways to communicate your needs to one another. 来找到一些方法呢，让你们能够彼此交流各自的需要。To cultivate intimacy. 来在两个人之间呢，培养亲密感。Cultivate 有培养培育的意思，特别是在人际关系里呢，可以讲做建立人际关系的意思。比如说 ,He's trying his best to cultivate the friendship of influential people. 他一直在努力的巴结有权有势的人。这样的医生接着说 ,And to develop tools to sustain that intimacy going forward. 并且我们还希望不仅能够找回亲密，还能够找到一些办法来帮助你们继续保持我们找回来的这种亲密感。那么 the first step, 第一步呢 the first step in rebuilding a marriage is tearing away some of the scar tissue that has built up over the years. 作为重建婚姻的第一步啊，我觉得应该是把在过去这么多年所形成的一些疤痕组织把它慢慢的揭开。It can be very painful, but it's worth it. 这个过程啊，可能让你们两个人感觉都很不舒服，但是我觉得这非常值得。为什么这样做是很值得的呢？菲奥的医生接下来用一个比喻说到了哈，他说 I like to think of it the metaphor of when you have a deviated septum and you can't breathe, you have to break the nose in order to fix it. 这个比喻就好像如果你因为鼻子中间的间隔鼻中隔的这个偏离而呼吸不畅的话，那为了修复这个鼻中隔让你重新有畅通的呼吸，我们先要把鼻腔打开，所以要经历一个痛苦的过程呢，才能让这个呼吸变得顺畅。也是借这个比喻呢，菲奥的医生想给他们打个预防针，接下来的过程可能很不舒服，但是很有价值。
Well, it feels like we live in the house together, like two workers who bunk in the same room. Yeah, so we're not in the same room, but it just feels like there's nothing holding us together except the house.
Nothing holding us together like 31 years of...
Well, what, Arnold?
Marriage.
What does that word mean to you?
It means we have a marriage license and I pay all the bills, not to mention our two grown... You really have lost your mind.
Let's...try to keep the conversation descriptive and positive. Okay, please continue.
We don't talk about anything.
What is there I don't know about you? About Eileen and the skirt she bought, or if she took back the little necklace with the tiki gods. Jesus.
No, I don't mean... I just mean I don't tell Arnold how I feel.About anything. And I don't know how he feels about anything either.
I'll tell you how I feel about this. I hate it.
All right. This is good.
Good, yeah, good for you. The more we tear each other apart, the more money we have to pay you to put it back together. Jesus. God. You people are worse than lawyers.
I understand how you feel.
Yeah?
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage. So that is going to be the goal of our very focused sessions together. To find ways...to communicate your needs to one another, to cultivate intimacy, and to develop the tools to sustain that intimacy going forward. The first step in rebuilding a marriage is tearing away some of the scar tissue that has built up over the years. It can be very painful, but it's worth it. I like to think of it, the metaphor of when you have a deviated septum and you can't breathe, you have to break the nose in order to fix it.
看起来呢，这第一次咨询呢还是挺有成效的。菲奥的医生呢已经指出了 K 和 Arnold 他们婚姻当中的问题，并且呢已经制定了一个方案帮助他们重建婚姻。但是就像 Arnold 的医生说的，这个过程啊一定不是很愉快的，可能还有那么一点痛苦。那么接下来这个疗程开始之后， K 和 Arnold 的反应会不会有所变化呢？他们的婚姻是不是还有救呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Bobby 来分享这部充满温情的电影《希望温泉》 Hope Spring。I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
And Bobby, see you tomorrow.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit. 接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。
没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
民生，改革之魂，发展之要，社会之基，国家之本，他山之石，国外民生制度念念观。13集系列广播作品，10月1日至7日，北京外语广播听世界节目，每天16点19点30倾情呈现，欢迎收听。
out 了！北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。